What is up, Wisconsin and beyond? I'm Maggie Dawn. And as it is 3 o'clock, it is time for Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money, a joint production of the Patriotic Millionaires and the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm really excited today to be joined by a woman I would call probably the preeminent expert in this area. Her name is Ai-Jen Poo. She has been a labor leader, an award-winning organizer, a leading voice in the women's movement, and she is the current president of the National Domestic Workers Alliance and the executive director of Caring Across Generations and a trustee of the Ford Foundation. She is, again, I think one of the preeminent experts on the care economy, which obviously is very close to women's issues. And she is the author of the celebrated book, The Age of Dignity, Preparing for the Elder Boom in a Changing America. We've been talking this week about these big policy reforms that we need to fix our economy. And we need to focus in today on this care economy, because women, frankly, have been doing unpaid work for far, far too long. And even where we're compensated, where people who work in the care economy are compensated, it is often at absolutely ridiculously low wages. And this is something that every single one of us will need at some point in our lives, whether for our children, our parents as they age, or ourselves as we age. Everybody's living longer, and many of us need some help as we enter into those golden years. So again, here to talk about both the present and future and the past of the care economy, our guest today is Ai-Jen Poo. Welcome, Ai-Jen. Thank you so much for making time. It's really a privilege to talk with you.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm so excited to talk to you. And I'm a huge Wisconsin fan, so this is excellent. Yes.
Go Badgers. I love it.
Yes.
And go swing states, right? That too. Tell us what is the care economy, in case I oversimplified things, and tell us about the state of care in the U.S. How's it going? Who's doing this work?
Ooh, such big questions. Okay, yeah. So when we say care economy, we are talking about all of the relationships and work and energy that goes into making sure that children, older adults, people with disabilities, the people that we love have the supports that they need to live with dignity. And for children to be able to have the care and the nurturing and the attention that they need at a crucial time in their lives, 0 to 5, to be able to realize their full potential in the world. So we're talking about childcare and early education. We are talking about senior care, disability care in all kinds of settings. There's center-based, nursing homes, home-based. There's all kinds of settings, but it's all care. And it's all about making sure that our families across generations have the supports that they need in order to live and have a quality of life. And it is especially impacts people, adult age working people, because care is also the work that makes all other work possible. Yes. I think Senator Casey from Pennsylvania said a couple of years ago, he said, you know, some people need a bridge or a tunnel to get to work, and other people need childcare. Other people need home care. And it is such a kind of, it's a foundation of our economy that we have never really talked about in that way until I think the pandemic started to change that, when the pandemic brought the care crisis to everyone's doorstep. And suddenly we were all like trying to figure out Zoom, and our kids were crawling on us, and our parents were on lockdown in nursing homes or thousands of miles away. And we had no idea when we were going to see them again. And all of a sudden we were like, oh, wow, this is really hard. And we actually can't do it alone. And so when we talk about the care economy, we're also talking about how do we invest in the systems, policies, and programs that make it possible for us to care for the people that we love, especially while we're working.
It's so critical. You, in your introduction, you talked about, again, care for children, older adults, and those with disabilities so that we can all live with some dignity.
That's right.
This basic idea that each human being deserves dignity. And then the secondary bridging idea for those that tend to be very focused on economic growth and all of those things. None of that happens unless and until we figure out how to operate the care economy in a more just and equitable way to bring about greater dignity. That growth depends on the care economy. Thank you for making that so very clear. How many people are we talking about here?
Oh, so we have new data from RAND Corporation that just came out last week. 105.6 million Americans today are caregivers.
Wow.
Not throughout history, but like right now. That is like a third of the country.
I was going to say that's a third of our population, one out of every three people.
It's a massive amount of people who are in the care economy. And the truth is, every single one of us in this country is touched by the care economy. Each of us, and the former First Lady Rosalynn Carter once said, there's only four kinds of people in the world: people who are caregivers or will be, people who need care or will need care. Like literally, this is a topic, even if we aren't currently caregivers, which 105.6 million of us are, this is an issue that's going to touch every single one of us at some point. And then the other piece that you mentioned earlier, which is so important, is there are actually professionals whose full-time job it is to work in the care economy, who get up every day and take care of our kids, who get up every day and make sure that our loved ones with disabilities are able to live full lives in the community, or to make sure that our aging parents actually have some autonomy and sense of, you know, ability to have choices and agency and quality of life and as they age. That work is so profoundly undervalued in our economy. Yeah. If I were to tell you that the median income of a home care worker in the United States of America is $22,000 per year, literally, you can make more working in fast food in most states than you can working in the care economy. And no shade on fast food. Like, that is really important, dignified work also. But it just gives you a sense of how we have so deeply undervalued and just not supported this essential workforce, which, by the way, we're going to need for a pretty long time, because ChatGPT, no matter what you tell it, is not going to be able to take care of your parents, right? Right? And you can't outsource this work.
You can't automate it. I mean, it's not AI. You can't outsource it. It requires human beings. Let's dig in. I mean, $22,000 a year, the average take-home pay of someone that works in the home care industry, when we know that the average median income that is required for a single adult with no children is around $40,000.
Right.
It is barely half that.
Right.
We know that working families, whether we're talking about elder care, child care, care for persons with disabilities, it is so expensive for mm-hmm. middle-class families. First of all, why is it so expensive? And if it's so expensive, why are the people that provide this work paid so very little?
It's such a great question. And I get asked it a lot because it really doesn't add up. Like, the math isn't mathing.
Unintended and literally, right?
And literally, exactly. So there are fixed costs associated with operating a safe and quality childcare center, for example. And right now, our funding for childcare is this like patchwork of state and federal funding pots that is always under-resourced. And so these centers are trying to piece it together in order to stay operating. And if you can't piece it together with this patchwork of inconsistent funding from these different pots, then you're passing the expenses along to parents. Mm-hmm. And you're taking wages from workers. Like, yeah, you really don't have a lot of options. And the thing about this is that care is a challenge or a problem that the market can't solve. I am a believer if the market can solve a problem, it absolutely should. But we have kind of left it to the market to address our collective need for care in this country in a way that no other G7 country in the world has ever done. We spend so little on care. Literally, like, we spend about $500 on average per child per year for care.
Which is literally ridiculous.
And I mean, other G7 countries, it's like 14,000, 15,000. Yes. And even they are saying that that's not sufficient because care is such a fundamental shared need and priority of any society. And so the fact that we have so under-resourced collectively this huge part of infrastructure that we need and left it up to individual centers, individual parents, and individual workers to shoulder the cost, it's completely unsustainable. And that's where we are.
We're going to talk more. My very special guest for this episode of Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money is Ai-Jen Poo, a labor leader and organizer. She probably knows more about the care economy than almost anybody else in the country. She's written the book on it, The Age of Dignity, Preparing for the Elder Boom in a Changing America. We're going to come right back after these brief messages and continue to dig in. What does the tax code say about this? How do we make it more affordable? And what about this? I keep hearing that affordable care and fair wages are somehow incompatible, but that seems like a bunch of hooey to me. We'll ask all that and more when we come back here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.
The Patriotic Millionaires also purchase advertising time on various civic media stations throughout Wisconsin.